A U.S. National Guard report out last fall found that toxic firefighting foam has contaminated the surface and groundwater at two military bases in southwestern Pennsylvania. The sites are located near the Pittsburgh International Airport, and Oliver Morrison, a reporter with Public Source, has been writing about the chemicals found there, known as PFAS. Hi, Oliver.
Hi.
So we've talked about PFAS chemicals here on the show before, but can you just briefly explain what they are and what they're used for?
PFAS chemicals have been used in a lot of industrial products. The thing that they're really good at is they're good at repelling oil and water. So that means they're put in like furniture and clothing that they want to be water repellent, or cookingware, things like that. But the big place that has become a real big problem across the U.S. is in firefighting foam, especially for these airports and military bases, because this foam was really good at putting out these dangerous fires that had lots of oil and gas on them because it repelled both. But we've since learned that it causes toxic contamination.
Yeah, so your most recent story is about a new report that came out actually last fall from the U.S. National Guard, as you say, with very little fanfare, which found that toxic firefighting foam has contaminated the surface and groundwater at two military bases. Can you just help us understand how this foam was managed in the first place?
A little of this is still a bit unknown. So some parts of the report where they investigated and they looked into the history of the foam would say, we used to test the foam off in the forest. We don't know exactly where or how much. But what we do know is that they have kept some detailed reports on spills, for example. And so sometimes they have these planes in their hangars and they have these elaborate firefighting systems set up. And sometimes those firefighting systems would get set off on accident and the foam would start spilling everywhere, oftentimes into creeks or onto the base, down into the stormwater, things like that.
Well, you write that the report indicates that surface and groundwater at the site sampled on these two bases was contaminated with PFAS chemicals at levels above the threshold for safe drinking water. Those are set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. So how can groundwater and surface water impact drinking water for people living near these sites?
One of the big risks that's hinted at in the report, but they don't answer because they didn't test off the base, they only tested on base, is that 4 miles away by groundwater, there's a municipal authority, the Moon Township Municipal Authority, that has wells that are down gradient of one of the bases. And the worry would be that over time, it's unclear depending on the specific geology and hydrology, that these chemicals will migrate into that water authority.
And that could happen over months, years, decades?
Yeah, we don't know. It really depends on the specifics. We'd have to hire a local hydrologist or geologist to sort of be able to help you answer that question.
In your reporting, John Riley, the general manager of the Moon Township Municipal Authority, which is the water authority in that area, public water authority, you know, kind of worries that this report is going to make people worried when they don't need to be worried about their drinking water. He says that the military bases are miles downriver from where the authority's source is for drinking water. What do you say to that?
I think it's a really important point for people to take in right now that might get scared by a big headline like this, is that they just recently did test their water after we came out with an article in December, and the water showed that it is safe to drink. So it doesn't appear that anyone is at risk of drinking the Moon Township water right now. Some scientists are concerned that at some point down the future that there could be a problem still, and one of the reasons is that when they tested the water showing it was safe, they tested it after it had already been treated through a process called carbon filtration, which is supposed to take out these PFAS chemicals. And so we know that it's safe after it's been treated, but we don't know yet like what kind of contamination there might be in the water already. And so if they were to make a mistake, or if it wasn't being kept up properly, then potentially people could be at risk. One of the things I heard from scientists is that it can be more complicated with PFAS chemicals, that the carbon filters sometimes wear out a little bit faster. And so what he recommended is that water authorities like this be testing regularly for these PFAS chemicals to make sure that the carbon filtration is working. And that's not something that the Moon Township Municipal Authority is doing yet.
The Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection has been testing public drinking water systems for PFAS contamination, but not private wells. How do these sites fit into DEP's statewide testing and the governor's PFAS task force?
Right. So in addition to the water that most of us drink from the tap water, it's typically coming from a city or town that's been treated in a big way and it's being tested. There's all these private wells that lots of people across the state are getting their drinking water from. And there are very few regulations or rules for what needs to happen to this water. So that means we know of at least 5 wells near these military bases that have not been tested, and they're not being treated like at the municipal water authority. So it could be that these people have been drinking much more toxic water. Those wells haven't been tested yet.
Is the DEP testing the public drinking water in the area?
We would really love to know the answer to that question. In fact, the way I found this report out was trying to get an answer to that question. I was asking the DEP, are they going to test the water in our area? When they actually told me through that process that, well, actually, we've got this report that shows that there is contamination. And so the DEP is just not saying yet where they're testing. They're looking at the sites that are at most at risk. But we also know that they've identified nearly 500 sites at risk, and right now they only have funding to test about 300 of those sites.
You also reported about potential contamination to streams, including Montour Run, that are nearby these two sites. What's the concern there?
So the concern there is that fish may be getting contaminated with these chemicals. So we know there in the reports, there's lots of examples of, or at least several examples, when this toxic firefighting foam has been getting into these streams. Now, the issue with fish is that if they're spending years in these streams where this contamination is happening, they could be slowly accumulating it more and more into their flesh. In certain states like New Jersey, Minnesota, what they've done is they've set limits for the kinds of fish and the amount of fish people can eat in areas that are known to have PFAS contamination, because they worry that you'll just get this really big dose of contamination eating one or two of these fish that you wouldn't get from drinking a smaller amount of water.
Yeah, the report talks about spills that have happened in the 90s and also I think one from 2013, which is several years ago. So I'm just wondering, wouldn't the PFAS contamination have moved through the watershed? I guess maybe I don't understand where the PFAS is being stored. Is it stored in the riverbed?
That's a good question. We asked if anyone has tested the water in or around, and no one's done any testing yet like that. So we don't know exactly what the answer would be. We do know that these chemicals, because of their really strong fluoride bonds, they don't ever disappear. So if they're getting into the groundwater there, if they're getting into the rocks or the ground near these rivers, they're staying there unless someone does something to get rid of them.
What is the military saying about this report and cleaning up the contamination? Is this contamination ongoing?
So the recommendations of the report are that they need to find out how far the contamination has spread. And so that's one of the things they're saying within the report itself. They aren't saying a lot specifically to this report in general, but one of the big questions right now is about how this is going to get paid for, because there's contamination at these bases all across the country. And some local townships, like in eastern Pennsylvania, are having to pay right now for their own water to be cleaned up, or they're having to pay some of these costs on their own. And so some people are hoping that the military will step up, or that Congress will pass legislation that will provide funding for some of this cleanup to happen.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to your continuing reporting on this.
All right, thanks so much.
Oliver Morrison is the environment and health reporter at Public Source, and there's more on their collaborative reporting project about PFAS chemicals with Environmental Health News. That's at publicsource.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.